Michael?
Yes.
I had an epiphany this week. And by this week, I mean yesterday.
Okay.
You have a wife, yes?
See.
Because I know there's a word for the thing I'm going to describe to you that I think you might know and I won't.
Okay.
There's, if you haven't noticed, become a sort of fashion trend for girls with darker hair to kind of, at the bottom of their hair, dye it blonde.
Yeah, or like other colors too, I've seen that.
Yeah, but generally blonde. Do you know what that's called?
I feel like at one point I did.
I want to say ombre, but that also I feel like...
Yeah, it was something like that because I was looking it up because Laurel on the Arrow was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I realized that all they're doing?
What's that?
They're just frosting their tips.
You know?
Frosting their tips is a thing that is not only relevant again... But snuck up under my nose.
But we can't do it, though.
I can't do it. Yeah, no, fair.
Only they can do it.
However, frosting... I mean, just the idea that frosting our tips is all of a sudden relevant again, I feel like it's one step closer to being cool again.
And we're also pro-gender equality, so maybe we can.
Maybe, I mean, yeah.
I want to frost my tips, and I don't want anyone to say it's bad because girls can do it.
And if someone calls you out and say, hey, Michael, you look like an E, frost your tips, you're like, no, I ombre'd them.
Ombre?
I
ombre'd them, ombre. Is that really what it's called?
I feel like it is, but I don't know. And we should probably refrain from saying it more times, from trying to not look dumb on the internet, but...
How do you... Do we rate frosting your tips?
I mean, it's 10 out of 10. It is objectively the best look. The best look for any boy's hair is frosted tips, objectively.
Pretty much, unless you have an afro. Because what does that even... Didn't you just look like you're blonde because that's all you see, right? Is that how afros work? You only see the tips?
Yeah, you only see the tips of the hair. That's how afros work. It's essentially like a dome around somebody's head. It's a dome around their dome. It's
a force field. I've always thought it was like a helmet or a force field.
It stops bullets, for sure.
I mean, I feel like I'm stealing someone else's joke because I've almost definitely heard that before.
I haven't.
Another random story while we're just bringing up intros to this podcast. I let my kids watch The Lion King for the first time.
How'd they like it?
Well, the whole movie, and I say this, I love my daughter, but she is two. Which is to say, she doesn't understand how things work. She was very confused by the time travel in the movie The Lion King.
Oh, how he's young and then old?
Yeah, well, and like, you forgot, there's also the stage where he's born, where he's a baby lion.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my daughter that his name was Simba. And then there's the stage where he's a kid lion. And my daughter, basically from that point of the movie on, was like, where's Simba? He's a baby. And I was like, he grew up. He's like... That Simba. So then he grew up again, and there's the part where he's like a grown up after they do the Hakuna Matata part.
Hakuna Matata.
And she's like, that his daddy. And I'm like, no, his daddy's gone. And she's like,
no, his daddy's James Earl Jones.
And she's like, where's baby Simba? And I'm like, that is Simba. He's a grown-up now. She's like, that is daddy. And I was like, this is not going to work. And then Nala came and she thought that was his mom because Nala looks like Sarabi, I guess. What were the odds that you would know Simba's mom just off the dome if I asked you without saying it?
If you just said Simba's mom's name?
Yeah.
Or if you said, do you know who Sarabi is?
If I just said, do you know Simba's mom's name?
I would get it. It'd take a minute. I'd get it, though.
That's what Amanda said, too. I just pulled it off. I've seen that movie too many times.
I want to bring up... Can I go first this week?
Yeah, dude.
Because this is going to segue in to beautiful, beautiful moments, essentially. So, there's a thing that you brought up to me that you said, this is the thing in media that, as an adult, has been bringing me to tears. And I was like, I kind of scoffed at you a little bit, and then I thought back at some of the media that I've cried in. And it's the same thing.
What are we talking about?
It's a sort of made-up word, but it's also two words mashed together, kind of. You might have heard of it. It is a bromance.
Yeah, dude. That's not even new. Like, bromance has always existed, it's just that recently they decided to give it a title. And it's a title that has a negative implication.
I'm a big fan.
But the thing is, it's just, like, we referred to it in a previous episode. Hold on a second. This is Life's What You Rate It, episode, what, 8? 9?
9. 9.
It's one of the episodes of Life's What You Rate It, and this is the show where we rate everything. So we rated Frosted Tips earlier as a 10 out of 10. We have a scale that we established in episode 0 of the show. You can go back and check it out. But my name is Michael, and I'm here with my brother.
Marcus.
And that's what we do here, and he's brought up the subject of bromance, which is a good subject.
So I wanted to bring this in because a moment that I look back on fondly is a moment that me and you shared together when this little feature film was turned into a 3D. It was a re-release, but as 3D, you might have heard of it, called The Lion King.
Yeah, dude.
And there was a moment when I think probably a 16-year-old Marcus looked at his brother, who is 7 years older than them. I was going to do that math and say how old you were, but then I realized I was talking too fast and that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You were how old, however old you were, seven,
23?
Plus whatever. Yeah, 16. You were 23 years old. And Mufasa died in that movie. I looked over at my fully grown brother as essentially a fully grown man, and both of us were slightly weepy.
Well, the thing is that is the saddest moment in movies. Is when Mufasa dies. Because, listen, no, I'm, like, only partially joking. Because...
Yeah, I want you to yeah, like, explain this to
we
me.
Can talk about a movie like Where the Red Fern Grows, which is a...
Old Yeller.
Where the Red Fern Grows is not a movie.
Never seen it.
That's good. It's about two dogs that are best friends and love each other, I think. Or maybe they're siblings. But they're dogs. And they... One of them dies from, like, a disease, and the other one starves itself to death because it's so sad. Merry Christmas. That's the end.
That's a movie? That's a thing?
Yeah, dude.
Why would somebody put that to film?
And, like, there's other movies. What's another sad movie?
Marley and Me?
Yeah, Marley and Me. Like, there's other sad movies, but the reason The Lion King is the saddest movie that's ever been made is because it's targeted at freaking 3-year-olds. Merry Christmas, your dad's dead. What is that about? The movie's about a coming of age in the circle of life, and the dude's dad dies at the beginning of that movie, and I'm sitting here watching this with Molly, because I didn't think about this going in. I'm like, am I going to have to explain it? And thankfully, she was too caught up on the fact that Simba wasn't a baby anymore.
Am I going to have to explain the concept of death to Molly?
Yeah, and like, the concept of daddy dying, because like, I literally always teach Molly, grown-ups come back. If daddy has to go to work, daddy will come back. But what if I died by a, like... A wildebeest stampede. That's not funny. That's depressing and it's terrible and I let my 2-year-old watch it. I'm a bad parent.
Apparently.
Apparently. But that's the thing though, like, that's not a moment of bromance that I was crying at.
No. I'm saying I look back on that and I get some, not like emotionally like weepy, but like I'll get kind of pumped about it. Like, that was a very funny emotional thing that me and because we were with our sister who cries at everything.
Yeah, she was crying because, but yeah.
No, Maddie wasn't crying in the theater. And Amanda wasn't crying.
You heartless turd. Yeah,
Amanda wasn't crying, but me and you were.
Amanda doesn't cry much, but my sister cries at everything. She cried when, like, I don't know. Anything happens.
No joke, the drop of a hat. You drop a hat on the ground, my sister will cry about it.
I mean, episode 5, Luke cuts the tauntaun. She cried for the tauntaun.
The tauntaun was already dead when Luke cut it.
And he just... Those gut scenes. That was a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was gross.
Is this episode just going to be like therapy for like things we shouldn't have seen when we were younger, but we saw too early?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to a podcast and this guy made a reference. He said the reason that everybody sucks now in the generation before, the generation after his sucks, he goes, because kids aren't scarred anymore. He's like, kids aren't scarred anymore. He's like, when I was a kid, I watched Labyrinth. He's like, that's a scarring movie for an 8-year-old to watch.
Labyrinth is a wonderful film.
Yeah, but not for an 8-year-old.
If I saw that movie when I was 8, I would be a better person.
If you saw
that, you're right. Or you're wrong? I guess it just depends on whether I'm supporting what you just said or what the guy you were quoting just said.
I mean, I think that Labyrinth is a good movie. I don't think an 8-year-old should see David Bowie in those pants.
I think an 8-year-old should see Labyrinth because it... like,
so they know not to send their brother to the Goblin King. I get one, that, but like... One,
don't ever send your brother to the Goblin King. That's bad babysitting 101.
But if you sent your brother to the Goblin King, you done messed up.
You are a bad babysitter. You...
Objectively.
You earn a demerit. But also because the thing about that movie is that it's so bat poop crazy.
Also, one of the weirdest paced movies I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, pacing was thrown out the window basically as soon as that movie starts, and there's so long before anything happens, and then everything happens at once, and then
nothing happens again.
That movie just leaves pacing behind. But, like, the thing about that movie that makes it good to me is that it just goes places. Like, it's like an unrestricted imagination. Like, it has, there's no inhibitions. Whoever wrote that screenplay just didn't give a crap about following logic or like reasonable, like, movie plots or whatever.
The status quo, if you will, of screenplays and ideas and things you should watch and enjoy. But we have lost the plot.
We're losing the plot. We're talking about bromance, which we brought up before. Which is a moment that I do cry at, is the movie The Fast and the Furious. You may have heard about it. I cry at the end of that movie 100% for bromance.
So here's the thing I also thought we could do, because I think we might disagree.
Okay.
Best on-screen bromance.
I mean, I can only think of two strong examples, and it's basically the two most recent examples of me crying. Go and one of it. Them I just said, which was The Fast and Furious.
Okay.
And one of them, and I'm about to spoil the TV show Psych for those people who may not have heard this. So you can skip this for a little bit. I don't know how long. We don't timestamp the show, so sorry. Good luck.
I mean, the Psych finale episode aired years ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well,
Psych's been off the air for years.
I've heard it both ways. But the moment when Lassiter breaks that DVD, I literally turned into a, like, ugly cry, like, wailer, basically. Like, Amanda looked and I was just, like, shaking because it was the most beautiful thing that I had seen since rewatching our wedding DVD.
See, this is a interesting thing because you brought up the bromance that has developed with Sean and Lassiter.
Yeah. Well, no, that's
most the
thing.
People watching that show, if they're going to bring up a bromance, if anything, is not Sean and Lassiter. No. It's going to be Sean and Gus.
Sean and Gus are bros. Like, that's the thing. They are best friends. They've been best friends forever. You expect them to be best friends forever. They kind of hint that they're going to separate, and you're like, okay, but, like, they'll still be best friends. Like, that's one thing. Lassiter and Sean have very little respect for each other most of the show, but they learn to... Like, it's obvious that they learn to respect each other's abilities, even while not necessarily liking each other's people. And I just realized that I'm reviewing this almost too serious for this jokey podcast. But that's the thing, though. It's serious to me because it's just so beautiful, because you know that when he breaks that DVD, he knows what the answer is, but he is using plausible deniability in his own brain to know that Sean is not psychic, but he's never going to hear it from him. And it made me cry like a little child. My wife laughed at me for 20 minutes because I was just weeping like a small baby. I guess I was thinking of another thing that I cried at recently, but it wasn't bromance. And that was The Adventure Zone, but that was not
I cried because of a bromance thing in The Adventure Zone I did.
Okay.
Spoilers for The Adventure Zone.
That's also been out for a while.
Yeah, so you know the scene when Taco... It's like the actual finale. Taco casts like a wind spell.
Yeah.
And Griffin starts to describe essentially how he might throw Taco off of the boat that they're sailing on and stuff. And before he even starts this, Travis is like, I grab Taco's shoulders. And then Merle's like, I'm already wrapped around his ankles or whatever. And Taco's like, I reach into my bag, and I grab the, the rod that never moves or something. He's like, we're not going. And the moment, because they're all kind of goofballs, and they're all joking around and having stuff, but there's a moment when they actually thought their friend was going to die and get thrown off this boat, and the three of them cut each other off and said, no, we are all friends, and we're going to save each other. Or the scene when Taco, or when Magnus gets thrown out of his body, And all of a sudden, these three goofballs who do whatever they want and say silly things and do dumb stuff all the time and are always yelling at each other really band together and use the mechanics of the game, which is something they hardly ever do, to save their friend. And it was a really sweet moment that I did get a little choked up at work listening to.
Sometimes I think that this podcast might be a secret way for us to accidentally try to figure out which one of us is more of a nerd. And you did just talk about crying at listening to other people play D&D.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're wrong about best romance.
Clearly, because you're about to say something else. What do you got?
Have you ever heard of the show Boy Meets World?
Yeah. It's the one with that one kid from Girl Meets World on it.
Yeah, it's so Sean Hunter and Corey Matthews. There's something about watching those two people on screen that I watched all of that show again fairly recently, and the number of times I've cried watching Boy Meets World just because of how good friends Sean and Gus are is a stupid high number. Like, freaking, once you get to season 4, I cry at least 3 times a season by that point. It's crazy. They're just very good friends who go through life together. And this isn't so much a joke as much as it is saying that Boy Meets World is a very emotional show, and watching those two people on screen is very good. And I would argue that if you watch the show Girl Meets World, the best part of Girl Meets World is when Ryder Strong does come to visit Ben Savage, and they are just as charismatic on screen now as they were then.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. I watched, like, the first... You
quit, like, at season 4.
3 or 4 seasons of that show. It was probably good. But I think that also I was watching The Office at the time. Speaking of bromance, Dwight and Jim eventually become good buds.
That's very good. That's a good to see.
Good bromance. Another good bromance I was thinking of before I thought of that one. And it's completely gone. Oh, Drake and Josh. There are moments when Drake and Josh have good bro moments. Every once in a while.
Do they count, though?
Because they're actual bros? Because
they're actual brothers.
Actual bros can have bromance?
Also.
You just said that when you cry with me, Lion King counted.
Here's the thing, though. I would say they have more than a few. I would argue that essentially every episode where you get a hug me brother is a very good...
Hug me brother!
It's so good!
Yeah.
Man, I forgot that was a thing that existed in that show till now.
No, that's...
Bromance is a great thing.
Yeah.
And that exists in a lot of shows, that it's great.
And it's wonderful and glorious, and there's no way we give it anything less than a 10 out of 10. I mean... It's the fact that brothers or essentially brothers interacting with each other in such a wonderfully emotional, vulnerable way is just, it feels good.
Maybe.
And like, it doesn't always have to be like super emotionally vulnerable. Like when the keys are thrown in the Fast and Furious, it's just so good. It's respect. It's when bros, and we've, another podcast on the site use the term bruspect. Bruspect. Like,
respect.
When dudes respect each other and show it in such an emotionally vulnerable way, they're both strong and weak at the same time. And it's just impossible to not feel it.
And I don't know if this is a thing that we feel because we are brothers who, one, get along very well and, like, just dudes, or if it's, like, a thing that is, like, multi, like, cross-genders. Like, girls will, like, watch The Fast and the Furious, and they'll see Dominic Toretto, or they'll see Brian O'Connor throw those keys to Dom and also get emotional in the same way.
I don't think girls can feel the bromance. I'm assuming they can't feel the bromance, because I feel like they just interpret emotions differently. Like, that's the thing about ladies, is they're not dudes. So...
What a good statement you said.
The thing about ladies is that they're not dudes, and dudes are not ladies. Like,
girls aren't boys is the thing.
We don't, when we watch like lady shows or like things that like ladies like.
So you're saying I'm not going to cry at Grey's Anatomy?
I don't know what Grey's Anatomy is except doctors being hot, and I don't know anything about that. But, like, the thing is, like, I'm trying to, oh, my wife loves to watch period dramas, like,
Dramas about girls on their periods?
Yeah, that's it. My good friend Ruby did think that's what they were about. No.
For real?
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't think it was about girls that were on their periods. He thought it was movies made for girls who were on their periods.
Even better. Okay, hold on, real quick.
Which should be a genre of movie. It actually is a genre of movie called chick flicks.
Hey, yo. So, real quick, we have to bring up... Do you remember this TV show called Community? 10 out of 10, of course.
Hold on.
First two seasons of Community, 10 out of 10.
I can go there.
I forgot. I've only seen the first two seasons because I heard it's not great after that. So, from what I've seen of Community, 10 out of 10. Do you remember the episode of Community when they find the chart in Abed's?
Yeah.
Where he's been tracking their menstrual cycles and they were like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? And he's like, yeah, he's like, I give you guys, like, chocolates, like, a whole thing or whatever. That scene is so funny to me. And I wanted to bring it up so people can understand and go watch Community for that scene. It's the bottleneck episode.
That's a good episode anyway.
Yeah. But that part is so funny.
Did you see bottleneck episode? I think it's just bottle episode.
It's a bottleneck.
I don't think it's bottleneck.
Yeah, no, because a bottle's a thing, but you bottleneck is when it gets tight.
I'm pretty sure they just call it a bottle episode.
I don't think that they do.
Write in and tell us. Also, write in and tell us...
if you think there's a better bromance than Sean and Corey.
Also, what was I talking about that made you say that? Oh, period dramas. Ladies, I watch period dramas with Amanda sometimes, and there's this whole thing where, like, in the olden times, they would use about 500 words to say about a sentence worth. Instead of being like, yo, I thought that you were kind of cute, so I decided to ask you out. They're like, I have longingly thought about you from a distance for nigh on 5 4-scores of moons. I don't know anything about period drama talking, but they'll talk forever, and I'll be like, dude, just say that you want to ask her out, like...
just say, hey, I think you're a really cool person and you're very attractive. Really, would you like to go on a date with me and get some foods?
I really value your skills as a human being, and I think that you seem like a nice person, and I like the way that you help people out, or I like the way that you're really good at your job, and I really would like to date you because I also think that you're physically attractive. Like, even that is less words than what they use in the movie. And I'm like, dude, just spit it out, dog.
I feel like if I tried to ask somebody out like this, this is double standard. So for instance, so girls, they're all over these period dramas and whatnot.
They just want to have fun.
Yeah. You idiot. They're all over these period dramas and whatnot. I feel like if you were to go out and try to ask a girl out in the way that they do in these period dramas,
you're definitely a weirdo.
You're not only a weirdo, I feel like you're going to get to the end of that and the girl's going to be like, wait. Were you asking me a question?
Excuse me, did you ask me something?
Was there a question? Like, you're not going to get a yes for sure, guaranteed. Double standard.
I have something to say. I think we should rate period dramas. If only for the reason why I want to tick off my wife because she listens to this podcast. Do you like period dramas?
I do not like period dramas.
Period dramas, for those people who don't actually know and are confused by our previous bit, they're just dramas that are based in another time period than the one that we currently live. I guess sci-fi is technically it has to be historical.
Technically, is the Goldbergs a period drama?
I mean, it's more of a period comedy.
But still, it's a period thing.
Yeah, it's a period piece. We could say that the Goldbergs is a period piece. Stranger Things, period piece. Those things happened.
That one's just actual history.
Yeah, that was a docudrama? Is that a... Man, genre names suck now. They do. You just mix them together like a casserole. Period dramas aren't that cool. I think we should rate them.
Like a 4?
Honestly, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
If we're talking actual period dramas, not like cool things like Van Helsing, which is like kind of a period piece, but like way cool. It's like a two, dog. I don't want to go watch a bunch of old people.
That's true. I've never had the desire to watch one ever.
And like when I watch them, I very rarely enjoy them.
Or remember what's going on.
I mean, I remember what's going on enough to be like, man, life is better now. Or like, what's the deal with dramas and how they're always so freaking sad? Just dramas in general,
it's like,
man.
That's where the drama comes from, my
real
dude.
Life is hard and it sucks and it's full of lots of really lame things. People die. People let their two-year-olds watch The Lion King. People
quit their jobs and stop supporting their families to podcast.
And real life is hard. Why would I watch a TV show about that? That sounds horrible.
Period dramas are a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, dude. All right, here's a thing. I brought a thing to rate.
Oh, hold on. I have one more thing we have to rate.
Oh, cool.
The song Bromance by Ryan Higa.
I don't remember that.
It's like Eminem and Dr. Dre. If I loved you more, I might be gay. When I'm feeling down, you know just what to say.
Listen, dude. I feel like I know that song, but I don't. So it's going to have to come down to you.
It's a 10 out of 10. I love that song.
Okay, it's going to break down the chemistry if we were to look that up and have me listen. We've tried something like that on an episode that never got aired, and it went horribly. Because as soon as we started playing the YouTube video, our show just went to absolute pot. And not even good pot, ditch weed pot.
It was freaking like, yeah, that pot that just grows. Remember that one time that pot grew in our, like, the ditch weed just freaking grew in our pastor's garden?
That's what we told you happened. It just was ditchweed and it happened to grow there. But medical wasn't... No, I'm making all of this up. I don't want to slander anyone's name.
That is fair.
But for the bit's sake...
That's what we told.
Medical marijuana is not legal here. And sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands. Anyway.
What'd you bring?
All right, dude. I was trying to think of something and racking my brain and I couldn't think of anything. So I thought of something that is both... maybe a cop-out answer, but maybe not, because I have a lot to say about these. What about headphones?
I mean, they're good. Like, the idea of, like, being able to listen to music and, like, take it around places and not disturb people and keep it close to your ears and listen to the stuff, like, very good.
The ability to block out the, like...
surrounding
you
world.
You go on a plane, I don't want to talk to people, I put my headphones on. They don't have to have anything on them, but people aren't going to talk to me unless something is important. I go to the store, I walk around, I don't have to talk to no employees with my headphones on. I put my headphones on, and horrible things could be happening. But you know what? I got the newest Yay playing or something.
And, you know, freaking, I thought about killing you today.
Well, that's dark, and... I wasn't going to go there. But, like, here, we'll go about this, right? I'm walking through McDonald's, and the line is super long. And there's 20 people ahead of me, and it just so happens that all of them are buying alcohol. And for some reason, they picked the line with a 17-year-old.
Also, it's super weird that you said you were doing this in a McDonald's.
Did I say that?
You did say McDonald's, my
dude. We record this podcast so late. It's 11:17, and I don't know what goes on. But anyway, I'm at this McDonald's, and we just so happen to be buying alcohol there. And not we, the people in front of me. And I'm standing in line, and normally I would be so angry. I'd be so TO'd at these people. I'd be so TO'd at them for picking the wrong line. And I would just start yelling and probably...
just throwing a tantrum.
Being violent. And... instead of that, I have the option of put my headphones on, and what do I hear? Don't break my heart, my achy breaky, and then all of a sudden everything is fine. I get a little achy breaky heart in my ears. Billy Ray Cyrus soothes me down, calms the beast, no longer the Hulk.
Just back to that good good boy, good 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 sweet soft boy, David Banner.
And all gave some, but some gave all. I'm just trying to make any of the Billy Ray Cyrus jokes that I can make. I watched a YouTube
video. I want my mullet back.
Made last week where somebody referenced the TV show Doc.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. That's very good because there's a strong, like, there's moments in my life that I think about Doc and that I think that Doc is a show that I entirely made up in my own dome piece.
the thing is, it's really easy to sometimes forget about the show, Doc.
And sometimes you think Doc is such a vague thing that it exists in your head. You think, did I just make up this Billy Ray Cyrus show about superheroes kind of one time?
Billy Ray Cyrus is a doctor from Montana who moves to New York City for
a reason?
I don't know why. But he's a small town doctor who likes to make house calls, working at a hospital in New York City. And what a weird thing to have existed. It was as corny as you're thinking. It was on the PAX network.
I don't even know what that is.
It was a network that used to exist with a bunch of corny stuff. Like Touched by a Stinking Angel. But we're, once again, we're drifting. Headphones are so cool. My wife doesn't like them because when she wears headphones, she says, well, I can't. I block out the world around me, and I don't like sensory deprivation.
And he said, oh, so the best thing about headphones,
I said, that's such a good thing. I said, listen, when I put on my headphones, I can hear music, and I don't hear regular life. That sounds cool to me.
That's the dopest thing.
And, like, headphones are a way better way to listen to music than, like, your average speaker that regular people have, too.
Okay, con to headphones, though. Wait, we're talking about headphones in general? Or, like, earbuds and stuff.
Headphones, like, period. Headphones, so, like, period. That includes some bad things, like earbuds.
Because, like, earbuds can sound fine enough, easy to lose.
They can fall out of your ear while you're trying to listen, which...
Oh, boy.
Or, like, you're mowing
easy
the lawn.
Easy to break.
It catches on a twig and rips it out of your ears while you're jamming to Love Addict by Family Force 5. And all of a sudden, you realize how off-key you are because you're seeing Love Addict! And, like... You get so mad because your headphones are just tangled around a tree and then the song keeps playing while you're untangling.
Yeah, it's the worst. So you get back, you don't even know where you are. I'm sitting there, like, trying to listen to my podcast. I'm trying to listen to my music. I'm sitting there mowing the lawn. And, oompa, loompa, doompa, dee, dee. All of a sudden, freaking phone drops out. See, here's the thing.
Of all the songs on the Willy Wonka soundtrack you could have picked to sing, you picked the Oompa Loompa song.
Which Oompa Loompa song was I singing, Michael?
Pure Imagination is the best song.
Okay, real quick, though.
And maybe ever made.
Real quick, though, Pure Imagination might be my favorite song of all time.
Pure Imagination is
ten
an
out of
amazing
10.
Song.
10 out of 10 might be my favorite song.
And I agree with that. Or, like, the, who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with dew.
Sprinkle it with dew.
Cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
What's the golden? Oh, the I've got a golden ticket. I got a golden chance to make my day. Day way.
I don't know. Because
of the golden ticket, it's been a golden day. Way. It's a way.
It's been a minute since
I love Willy Wonka.
I don't, but I do love Pure Imagination.
I might have to... You don't like Willy Wonka?
No, I like it. I'm just saying, I don't look in that movie as fondly as other people do.
I might have
it's
to
a good movie.
Host a movie watching party for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because I know my good friend Drewby's never seen it all the way through.
Oh, dude, it's so good. Like, it is a good movie, but, like, and, I mean, I will forever love it because of... Pure Imagination.
Since we're sidetracked, I'm going to talk about two things. Two of my favorite historical fiction characters. Willy Wonka, number one of them. Can you guess the other one?
Is it Floop from Spy Kids?
Fagin Floop from the movie Spy Kids! He's so cool, dude! He's basically Willy Wonka! He does the cool thing where he makes an F with his hand by going like this. Yeah, and he talks... I mean, he may have done a couple bad things, like kidnapping people that worked for the CIA.
He was coerced by Monk.
Yeah, Monk made him bad. And he's so cool. And I know that you're laughing because it's such a dumb thing, and also you think it's funny that you're, like, thought of that. But Monk, not Monk. Fagin Floop is such a cool character, people. I love him so much.
Here's what I really do love, and I cannot stress this enough.
The bromance which is happening?
Well, yes, this, but, like, so many times we say this on this podcast, and if you don't believe it any other time, I'm gonna need you to believe it right now. This is not a bit. The number of times my brother has brought up how freaking dope he thinks Fagin Floop is from the Spy Kids franchise is no joke. A thing that happens at least every 2 months.
It happens all the time because he's one of the coolest characters. Willy Wonka, okay, these are things that I constantly talk about. And we've talked about them all now on this podcast. One, Willy Wonka. Two, David Bowie as the Goblin King. Goblin King is a username for a lot of my things, or also my profile picture on a lot of things. And also Fig and Floop. I don't bring up as much because people have no idea what the crap I'm talking about.
Because you're talking to grown men.
He's the maybe partial the mini-boss of the movie Spy Kids.
He's the Mandarin.
Yeah.
To Iron Man. Or he is the Mandarin to Spy Kids 1 that the Mandarin is to
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
But instead of being kind of like whatever, like...
He's dope.
He's dope because he makes a world out of his imagination like Willy Wonka. Man. I'm going to go watch Spy Kids.
Don't. You probably are going to be disappointed.
No, another thing. I've watched Spy Kids at least once a year for my whole life. Because it's still good. The first one. It's still good. Mark's just laughing and like looking into... like he's
Is it good?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I
want you to speak objectively with me. Is it objectively a good movie?
Yeah, because, like, it's a movie made for kids. So, like, you have to judge it by that, too. And, like, I am the type of person that always says give kids more respect than most people do. But it's one of those movies that's made for kids that intentionally has, like, some jokes that adults can laugh at. And it's, like, not, like, crude, like, some movies can be. But, like, it's intentionally made that it's supposed to be funny for grown-ups, too. And so, like,
do I need to rewatch Spy Kids?
Do I laugh at the same parts that I laughed at as a kid? No, but I still laugh at Spy Kids. There's still good jokes and good writing and good timing and stuff.
Do I need to watch Spy Kids again?
Yeah, and I have it on DVD. All three of them. It came in a 3-pack for $5 because I guess no one else in this world respects the movie the way that I do,
or the man, the myth, the legend, Fig and Floop.
Oh man,
10 out of 10,
dude.
Hold on, wait, are we using the 10 as in transcendent? Because I'm going to argue that Fig and Floop is not a transcendent boy.
I cannot follow that line of thinking. He is 100% transcendent. He transcends Spy Kids and lives in my heart as one of the best fictional characters I can think of. I mean, he's right up there with Willy Wonka, who I've named, and like... the Goblin King, and Aragorn from Lord of the Rings.
Aragorn's a good boy.
And Peter from the Chronicles of Narnia.
The books, not the freaking movies.
And...
character assassination bullcrap.
I don't know. Thrall from... no, I'm not. Thrall Spider-Man. From Warcraft.
I really like Thrall.
I mean, I do, but he's not on that level. He's on a different, other, lower level. Thrall's good.
Did I just say somebody?
You said Thrall from Spider-Man.
No, I said Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man? Like Peter Parker? He's pretty cool. I like
Peter. He's transcendent. He lives in my heart. I really do like my good boy Peter.
Do you have any other beef you want to get off your chest, or should we start wrapping this crap up?
Did we rate whatever the thing you were on to talk about? We didn't headphones? Rate headphones.
10.
Yeah, 10. Cool. Yeah, no, we're good.
We talked about headphones so much that we talked about Spy Kids. I don't think there are headphones in Spy Kids. Wait, are there headphones in Spy Kids?
You've seen it more than me, my dude.
Now picking your nose.
Can we rate Thumb Thumbs?
Now flushing your poop. Thumb Thumbs are disturbing as crap, dude. All thumb. their whole body is thumbs, and I don't like
what
it.
What is it, a Foogly? Is that the thing from Spy Kids?
Yeah, dude, the Fooglies are the dudes that get kidnapped.
Floop is a madman, help us, save us.
Yeah, man. Skinat. And, like, the thing about, this is not a bit, I love Spy Kids that much. Thanks for listening to this podcast.
Episode 9 of Life Supposed to Read It.
It's a weird one, because it got real, like, sentimental in the middle. And I don't know what to say about that except sorry. Not sorry, because I'm not going to edit it out.
Yeah, because here's the thing. This is a podcast that's supposed to be funny, and there's another podcast and thing that we talk about called My Brother and Me, and there's an episode that I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in the 200s, I think, where essentially they do the regular show that they normally do, and then they get sidetracked and just tell stories about growing up and being brothers and stuff like that, And it's my favorite episode of Bam Bam, because they're just kind of hanging out and talking and saying funny things that happened when they were kids. And they usually do that, like, once every now and then for, like, one episode. But they do, like, half the episode is that. And they realize halfway through it, they're like, no, we're just not going to do any more questions. We're just going to talk. And I really like that. And it's really like, oh, like, they're brothers who get along. And I think people can see we're brothers that get along.
If you like Brothers That Get Along or the rest of this podcast, you can go to whackmatters.com and there's a little button on the side that says donate. And if you like us that much, we would be so honored to take your money and use it to pay for the just whatever expenses of running this podcast. And the site, I guess.
Yeah, or if you want kind of something besides this content to come back and be a tangible thing, so you get a tangible thing and also support us. A way you can do that is go to the site and there's a button called merch. And it'll take you to a link to go buy a t-shirt. It says Whack Matters on it.
We're both wearing Whack Matters t-shirts.
It wasn't planned. See, I knew I was going to be at a place that had people at it today. I was at a graduation party.
Word.
So I said, gotta promote that. Gotta promote that whackmatters.com.
And that was smart. I was planning on doing nothing today and chilling out, but also like working on some content, which I consider kind of fun. And so I put the shirt on, and then I ended up just working all day on, like, but, man, dude, this is a little bit of, like, a side thing. That freaking table I bought the other day, the glass table, shattered. We got a storm. I don't know what happened, but my wife's like, hey, you see the backyard? And I'm like, no. And she's like, the table cracked. And by cracked, I mean broke into 50,000 pieces. I'm like, what? And it was. It was busted all the way up. It took a long time to clean that crap up. And so then I had to, like, well, how are we going to fix this? And, like, I'm trying to figure out how to, like, you know, I cut a piece of wood so we can put it in there. We're going to, like, doctor it up. But I'm like, what the heck, dude? Who shatters my table? And the answer is the storm, I think. And the umbrella that was in it. I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I don't know why I'm rambling, but buy a t-shirt, please.
Please buy a t-shirt. We're very hungry.
Yeah, so, so hungry. We made the joke that we quit our jobs for this podcast, and it was a joke at first, but then it did happen once we got some money rolling in, and then the money stopped.
Yeah, we essentially made... A few people bought t-shirts.
We got $20, I think.
We made around $20, yeah.
Which and we assumed... covers your microphone. Not the stand, but the microphone. Thanks.
In hindsight, we maybe should have crunched the numbers a little bit. However, we did not, and now we're both very, very hungry.
And I have two children.
And a wife.
To feed. And a wife. You can rate us on iTunes. Please give us 5 stars or 4 stars on iTunes. I think... 5 stars is better than 4 stars, so please do that, actually. I don't know why. No. I gave you the worser option, but give us 5 stars.
Here's the thing.
That equivalates to a 10 out of 10.
If you're not going to give us 5 stars, do you know how long it is to rate
just
something on iTunes?
Just step off, dog.
Like, it takes so long. If you hate us that much, you're like, this freaking isn't... Just don't save it. Just freaking save it. Because
if you hate us that much, don't donate to the site. Yeah. We'll starve to death.
It takes so much time. To freaking rate something on iTunes.
I hate iTunes so much.
It blows.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening.
You got a good joke to end us? Because you said you would.
I promised you.
And?
Hey, Michael?
Yeah?
What do you call a fish without an eye?
What?